A man in a rowboat must get from a point A on one bank to a point B on the opposite bank of a river. The distance BC equals A. The width of the river AC equals B. At what minimum speed VB relate to water should the boat travel to reach point B? The current velocity is VR. In most problems of boat crossing a river, the boat's velocity is given and the destination is unknown. This problem is a little different in the sense the destination is known. It's more like a real life situation where points A and B could be two villages on either sides of the bank. Anyway, let's start solving this problem. Any problem of a boat crossing a river is a matter of solving two equations. An equation for motion parallel to the river, another for motion parallel to the river. That's what we'll start doing here. Let's choose x-axis parallel to the river and y-axis parallel to the river. Let VB make an angle theta with the river velocity. First equation along the x-axis is VB cos theta plus VR into T equals A. And the second equation for motion parallel to the river is VB sin theta into T equals B. Eliminating T from 1 and 2, we get the equation VB cos theta plus VR by VB sin theta equals A by B. Cross multiplication gives us equation 3. For minimum of VB, dV by d theta must be 0. And differentiating equation 3 with respect to theta, we get the equation 4. B into, we're using product rule here for differentiating VB cos theta, dV by d theta cos theta, minus VB sin theta. VR is a constant, so its derivative is 0. The right hand side would be A into VB cos theta plus dV by d theta sin theta. Substituting dV by d theta in equals 0 in equation 4, we get minus VBB sin theta equals AVB cos theta, that is tan theta is minus A by B. Substituting for cos theta and sin theta in equation 3, we get B into VB minus B by root A squared plus B squared plus VR equals AVB A by root of a squared plus b squared. Pushing the negative term to the right hand side, we get bvr equals vb a squared by root a squared plus b squared plus vb b squared by root a squared plus b squared. And this is equal to vb a squared plus b squared by root of a squared plus b squared. Further simplification gives bvr equals vb root a squared plus b squared, or VB equals BVR by root of A squared plus B squared. This you can see is a lot of solving. Let's see if we can do it any other way. In this case, we choose axis differently. X-axis parallel to line AB and y-axis perpendicular to it. We are able to do this because line AB is known. The starting point and the end point of the journey are known here. VR makes an angle alpha with the line AB. Alpha is given. You can see that tan alpha equals AC by CB, that is B by A. Let VB make an angle beta with the line AB. That's our x-axis. The equation for x-axis then would be Vv cos beta plus Vr cos alpha into t equals root of a squared plus b squared, root of a squared plus b squared being the length of the line AB. Vb sin beta minus Vr sin alpha equals 0. There is no y displacement here, which gives us Vb equals Vr sin alpha by sin beta. Vb is minimum when beta is 90. Sin beta has maximum value there. So Vb minimum would be Vr sin alpha, which is equal to BVr by root of a squared plus b squared. This is a lot less solving. Just the reorientation of the axis has given us a big advantage in terms of the mathematical manipulation. So there's a point to learn here. How do we choose our axis? A certain choice might be more advantageous than the other. It doesn't happen in many problems, but where this happens, well, you are in luck. The problem gets solved in a very simple manner. Yet another way of solving the problem is being vectorial. Line AB is the direction of the vector sum of VB and VR, indicated by the blue arrow. VR, indicated by the green arrow, is the river velocity. And VB, shown in orange, is boat velocity, which is a variable vector. The length of VB changes as its direction changes, such that VB plus VR is along the line AB, as shown in the animation. The least value of VB vector is when it is perpendicular to the line AB, that's along the red dotted line. So when VB is along this line, VB would be equal to VR sin alpha, and VB then would be BVR by root of a squared plus b squared. This is magical.